in Shin Beis. Sipur Aleph. Misha nislach lecha yodei batit. So he has tit. Mekamcha b'zana b'asus, b'zana b'pora, b'ma'pa ha'kosha, so he lechas b'kotzim. So he can wipe it off onto these hard things. He'll have b'ma'pa sh'mkamcha b'yodayim. Shal yasa k'dech sh'oysa b'chol, b'yabalu sabat sa'ma'pa. We have a problem. We're afraid that we hear that once he wipes the mud onto the garments, he's going to want to go wash off the garments, because even though he uses this towel to dry his hands on, etc., but he doesn't usually leave it with full of mud. So if he uses a regular type of cloth, which during the week he would wash it off, he might come to wash it. But if he wipes on these other things, which he really doesn't care what they look like, he's not going to come to wash it. Now, the case of Zonav HaSus and Zonav HaPora, Berlocha says, from the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos, that he grapples with over here, there's a Muksa issue. So he suggests the case was a Zonav HaSus or Zonav HaPora, which are not attached. And the Bir Halacha challenges that. So he says that maybe the Isser of Chazal of Tiltil only applies to the body of the animal, not to the tail. That's his approach to the problem. Sifkat Nudzayan, Bemapa Hakosha. Rechabi Smartut, Chain Mak, but a love, Im Yislakles. So if it's a rag, which he doesn't mind that it's getting dirty, there's no gzer, he might come to wash it. Or Bekoisel, we could wipe it on the wall. So those type of things, there's no gzer, he might come to wash it. Even if he washes it, he's not washing a baggot. Okay. Fine. Sifu Beis also Nagel Kais Shahoya by Mayim Ayayan Bemapo Mishim Dosil de Schito. So as you're drying out the Kais and you're squeezing the cloth in there, you're squeezing out the liquid from the cloth. Now, So Mayim, we understand that Mayim is going to generate a problem of Schita. The question is, what's the status of Yayin in regards to generating the status of Schita, of Libun? Okay. Zogt Mishabur Nunches, of Yayin. Libun?
Libun.
Yeah. The Melacha Malabin.
Yes.
I'm not going to shakosa the bishar mash give mutul and agib as a case. When Hoshin Shin Shama Yavala de Schito, Kilakame Bissimishin Yotes, Sipur, Bissimishin Madal Sipchav Dalad, because it's not considered Schita, i.e., Libun, when you have this other liquid in there which is making the whole thing sticky. So even as it comes out, you're not really cleaning it in any way. And the matter of fact, without ever recording the Afayayin in Lochush, because Sar Yesh Lahakmar Abishar Mashke. The issue is not, Yayin is not also not a problem, but then he says, but in a case where it's a psik ratio, that the neck of the Kais is very, very narrow. So we have this wet, you have the water inside, or the Mashke inside. You thread the cloth through the hole. As it goes to the other side, it fans out and absorbs all that water. When you come, as you pull it out, you're going to be squeezing out some of the water. That's a psik ratio. So then it's appropriate to be machmer, even by other mashkin. Because we're afraid of it's going to come to schita. Right, so I feel that poiskim le'elbas of tassel aminim b'zeshriyos ha'kibusay. It's not soaking in itself is not considered kibbutz. Mishum da mapa hayonokim itchila, because the opposite, you're dirtying it, not cleaning it. And the process of using it to dry something is not a derech of kibbutz, it's a derech of lichluch. Now, this could be even a question, even if it's not because as you're pulling it out, it's going to squeeze it, but the nature of the cloth is when it gets very wet, the person might come to squeeze out the cloth, to dry the cloth. So both of those would be a concern. The Arlam is not to be machmer on this issue, but then in Lachish she says that in Mikra then it's not a problem because in Dabuk Medofni Hakli Mayim Kol Kach Shevla Deschita. In the average Kli, you don't have that amount of water that it's going to moisten and saturate the cloth to the extent that now there's going to be a problem with Schita. Okay, Menagav Bokelim Harbe, if you use it to dry many dishes, those Karbo Hadarba Shevla Deschita. Being clear, you might squeeze out the garment between each clay because you need it to dry out to be able to absorb more water. So, again, in that situation, we do want the person to adhere to the din of the Shulchan Aruch, not use such a mapa because you need to come to Shita. Ein Shom. So this is the Radvaz. Birka Yosef quotes it. Smarta miyuchel lekach shen makbel olam besochtei kliyam mashari. If you have a shmata that you designated for the purpose of drying the kalim, you don't mind the fact that it gets wet. So gesunt eight. Menir daafle nagav kalim harbe yeshori. Timiya smarta lach b'tzarechos ayudei nigo v'nagav b'tzaracher. You don't have to squeeze it out. You'll use one side to dry one keli, you'll use the other side to dry the other keli. The Sharatin says that if it's a small cloth, that might be more of an issue. But a larger cloth, you'll find some place which is dry and use it. If it's a narrow neck, so there's going not you might come to squeeze out the cloth afterwards. It's about to give me a squeeze as you pull it out. Okay.
What is?
There's two problems over here with schita. The one is that the garment gets saturated, you're going to squeeze out the water. So we're saying, if something is miyuchin for that purpose, that's mutter. Then we have a second question, that as you move it through the cleave, it's a very narrow neck, it's going to automatically squeeze out some of the liquid. Even though there's no chashas that you're going to go actively and squeeze out the cloth to remove the liquid because you don't mind the fact that it's wet because this is what it's for, but you still have a problem that it's going to automatically squeeze as it goes to the neck of the bottle. Something which doesn't have this issue of that automatically it's going to squeeze. The issue is that you might come to squeeze it. So since this garment or cloth is designated for the purpose of drying, you don't feel a need to squeeze it out.
By the narrow bottle, that squeezing is going to be speed of blobbing?
You can start with blobbing, right? The melamine on the cloth.
On the cloth, right.
As you squeeze it out, it's going to take out some of the dirt which has been absorbed into the cloth. The water, as it comes out, will take out some of that dirt. Fine. Let's see if you're Gimel. Ein mistaklim b'Shabbos b'marish l'matekes she'charifa ke'izmel. So you cannot use their mirrors were polished metal, a piece of metal which is polished, and the edge is sharp. So the mirror actually had two functions. It functioned as a person would look at his face in the mirror, and see what hairs need to be removed, etc. And then they would use the edge of the mirror, which is sharp, to cut off those hairs. So on Shabbos we have a problem that would be gozes. So we cannot use the mirror because the person might come to gozes. Say, emistaklum is b'Shabbos mirror shomatechus. You cannot look at this mirror made out of metal. Which is, it's sharp on the side, like the ismal, the mile knife, which pierce kain sakin cotton chad b'chorav. Ismal means any, really means any small knife which has a sharp edge. Chashinon, so we can't use this mirror. Yash shemi. Shema Yashuba Niman Hamadadolim. A person will see the hairs which are straggling out and cut them off. Even if this mirror is on the wall, but since it's a mirror which has the ability to cut with, they made a gezerah even when it's on the wall. Even if the mirror is on the wall. On the other hand, if you have a mirror which it's not sharp enough to cut, so there's no chashash, so then you're allowed to use it even though it's not kavua at all. The edge of this polished metal, this mirror, is sharp. It's made for the purpose. He would use this metal. He would see that there's something wrong, then he would turn it over, as it were, and use it as a shaver to shave off that hair, to remove the hairs which are starting to pull out. So therefore, if that was a common thing to do, so we have a gezeira that if a person would do it on Shabbos, he might forget and proceed now to remove the to cut off the hair on Shabbos, which would be a problem. Fine. This is also even a kubah, because even if the metal mara is attached to the wall, shayuchal hashir, but you cannot use this mirror to cut anything with it because it's attached to the wall. Gam ken osir the chol kachamim b'mara shal matecha has been kubah shein kubah. So if you have a mara which is made out of glass, which would be similar to the ones which we have, or a metal mirror which is not sharp at the edge, not a problem. But since they're not used for cutting off hair, so there's no gzeira, they might come to do it on Shabbos. Maybe as he's looking at the mirror, because we're about to look at the mirror, you can see that his hair, some of his hair is straggly, and he'd like to get it cut it off. We'll go get something to a pair of scissors to cut it off. So that's a concern. We're not worried about it. There's enough time for a person to awake from his reverie and realize that it's Shabbos and he can't be doing this. If he has the sharp mirror in his hands, he doesn't have to wait. There's no adahachi b'ahachi. But over here, if the mirror is not sharp, the chashash is maybe that he sees in the mirror that something was the problem, he'll go find a pair of scissors. Meanwhile, while he finds the pair of scissors, he'll remind himself that he shouldn't be doing this. To Simon that their houses weren't so organized. It took time to find it. Okay. But a mara which doesn't have this concern, you're allowed to use. He's saying, okay, now I have a new problem. The problem of the in Shulchan Aruch, it says that looking at a mara for a man is considered, it's based on a Gemara actually, is considered and the man is, as it were, dressing like a woman, he's acting like a woman by doing so. So when's a mutter? It's a mutter when he has something in his eye which is bothering him and he needs to put some type of drops in his eye, so he wants to look at the mirror to help him. It's a mutter when he's cutting himself and he can't see in his back, so he has the right to not make cut himself in a way which looks inappropriate. Cut his hair in such a way so he wants to use the mirror to see, so he's allowed to do that. And the same thing, he's getting a haircut by a goy. There's no other people around, so he should use the mirror to see what the goy is doing behind him, keep himself safe. But stam, using the mirror for looking at your hair, is not mutter. But the Rambam says over there that if it became standard in that place that men use the mirrors as well, so then its status will change. It'll be no longer considered a simlas isha. Now it's a simla of the ish as well. So that's going to be the eights of nowadays. Why people use mirrors. I once saw children from the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe called out the people who use mirrors to check their tefillah that they're in the right place, because it's wrong. It's also to look at a mirror, and the Kabbal Karma to use the mirror for a mitzvah is wrong. Anyway, there's room for in the person's head to put two pairs of tefillah. Here to stand two tefillah doesn't mean one behind the other; it means one next to the other. So even if you're off a little bit, it's not the end of the world. So he'd prefer that to not using a mirror.
He'd prefer that to using a mirror?
He'd prefer not being exactly precise because there's room for two over using a mirror. Fine. Okay. Simon Shin Gimel. So Simon Shin Gimel is going to go back to, for the most part, most of the Simon is be dealing with Hutzah. And really, it's a chiddush to me a little bit that it's put between Shin Aleph and Shin, and Shin Beis is placed between Shin Aleph and Shin Gimel. And Shin Beis is clearly talking about other issues totally. And I would expect that these two simanim would be back to back. Shin Aleph and Shin Gimel would have been Shin Aleph and Shin Beis, and then Shin Gimel would have discussed these other issues. I don't know. But that's the way it is. Losesa Isha Bechute. Now, it will discuss other issues of Tachshitim besides Hutzah, but the vast majority of the simon deals with Hutzah. That's 27 Sifim. Losesa Isha Bechute Tzemer, Ula Bechute Pishin, Ula Betzruz. So she would tie these things into her hair to make it look nice. So she can't go out to Shabbos with these items attached to her hair. Why? I mean, they should tzichel hasir b'shas tefila. At the time of tefila, there cannot be any chatzitzas in the person's hair, so they have to remove any of these chutei tzem or pishtin or etc. which are attached into the hair. So once they're going to remove, so if a person will get a situation where they need their tovel on Shabbos, they take that out, and then they might carry a dalet amos before they remember to put it back on. To chashinan, sheva talichim arba amos b'rishas harabim, before she remembers to put them back on. Therefore, if they are braided into her hair, so she can't take them out, so then it's mutter because she's not going to take it out. And in regards to tefillah, we say that since this is normal, some people do this, and she's a makbid, therefore it's bottled to the hair. But yesh mishoyser, what tefillah shemitzu. But yesh mishoyser, that that which you're saying klus besar is butter, not everybody agrees. So that some say even that is usher.
What besar?
Kluos, braided. So the first scenario, the woman, the girl has these pieces of cord which are she ties into her hair, so it looks like a bow or something of that sort. So that is not bottled to the hair, and therefore it's not bottled to the hair. She'd have to remove it before she goes to the mikvah. Whereas these things which are mamash woven and braided into the hair, they do not need to be removed for tefillah. There would be a problem of tefillah as well, but she's going to have a different problem that she can't undo this, because this would mean that she'd be uncovering her hair at the same time, which she wouldn't do. So therefore, we're not afraid that she's going to either undo that and do the tefillah, or if she is, that she's going to put it back in right away. Now, if these kute samur or pishon, etc., are made in such a way that they're not single types of cord, which can tie very tightly onto the hair and create a chitzitza, rather it's like a net, like a woven thing, so the water will go through that to the hair, and there's no problem with chitzitza. So she doesn't take it off for shas tevila, semela, she's not going to come to carry it. But this heter only doesn't apply to A, something which is dirty, because she doesn't want it to be on her head, even though she doesn't have to remove it, mitzvah chatzit issue, she doesn't want it to be in her head, because she'll go into the water will loosen the dirt and put the dirt into her hair. So she doesn't want this item to be, she will take it off. Or on the other end of the spectrum, if it's made out of gold, she doesn't want to be tribal with this thing in her head, which is made out of gold. And again, pick up all the dirt in the mikvah, from the mikvah. So again, she'll take it off, and her face will carry dal and amas. Mishaburis of cotton olive, shaburisha, kulakoi. So it's saying, so the chutei tzemer or pishtin or bertsuis sheberosha. Sheberosha is going back to all of them. So we're saying over here that there's chutin over here which are going to be mutter in such a situation. Otherwise, they're going to be usher. And we'll discuss in sefeis in regards to wearing a tight type of a necklace. Or a tighter type of necklace. Fine. So she shouldn't wear them because she's tricha l'sirim. She needs to remove them. To do tefillah. And Dilma Misram Tefillah Shamitza Mesuchel Hasirim Ibn Echatzitza. She would have a situation where she has a chiyuv opportunity and a chiyuv to do tefillah shamitza. She'll take these things out because you can't have a chatzitza, and therefore Ba'ashel Asayinu Dalaramis. She ends up possibly carrying it Dalaramis afterwards. Zayin Vacharenim Shekosu Lo Plug Rabbanon As a Kanto Afilos Kena Basula Lo Yisaitze. So we should argue that a girl who's single doesn't go to the mikvah, a woman who's kid doesn't go to the mikvah, so they should not have this sister. We say a low plug, all women are have this tip. Yes, see. Okay, so we're afraid that Shema Tolichim are Ba'amas. So things which are normal to carry, a person might have in their hand, not realize, and walk out with the item. So this only applies to the Dvarim Katanim, which can nishnish, but the main items of clothing, she's not going to walk around without her clothing on. So we're not right away. She's going to put that back on. We're not worried about her coming to carry it. She's not going to come to carry it. At least her clear sarah, she can't take it apart. So she can't take it apart and go to the mikvah. There's nothing to carry. So that's why we're the material. It says, so we're not, they're nothing afraid of that. She's not going to undo the kliya, so she's allowed to go out with the kliya. So what's the oyster? What do they hold? The dilma, because she tisram in law tefila shemitza tister kliya ayirei any yehudis. So it's yachutin. So the Oysim say, listen, the whole chashash over here was Tila Shal Mitzah. And she'll take apart her kliya because it shouldn't be a chatzitza. So how would she do that on Shabbos? Ayirei Yenakum. So then she'll have it in her hands. So she'll walk the Dalai Lamas. So we're afraid of that possibility of her walking the Dalai Lamas. Why tell me Mecherim, I'm a bath, Ubirgo. Why the Oysim say it's also? Now let's say this thing on her head is Maisa Riga. The Haino Hani Loy Mahatki Shaper. So since they're woven, they don't sit so tightly onto the head. Veloy Chaitzi, therefore they're not a Chaitzi. Tam Yardesim comes at Chesim, Sosim Shomasif Gimel, the Davka Shemaisa Riga, Haikalulim Oz and Sichim Lahasirim. This is true that the weave has it like a net like that. Type of a consistency, so then you don't have to remove it. It's not a chatzitza. But if it's a full bona fide weave, you would have to remove, she'd have to remove that before she goes to the mikvah. Fine. Then we said that this heter over here, the Maisarika's mutter, it's only if they're not dirty. If the cord of this net of this netting is dirty, and it's going to soften up the tit. If she would leave it on, even though it's not tight, there's no problem with chatzitza, but it has dirt on it. As she comes out, that dirt's going to come off and make the person dirty. So she wouldn't want to do that. So she'll give it away to the... So she will take it off, and then... Even though she doesn't have to because of chatzitza, she'll take it off and then go to the mikvah, and then she might not put it back on right away. Okay, because chutim was havim. The same idea we're marked where if the chutim are golden, gilded, gam came misirosam karem atvilo, keishal yistan tanfu hachutim mehamayim. Case where the chutim is misavim, she'll take it off because she doesn't want the dirt to get onto the netting, the hair. And Meila, when she takes it off, she might carry it. Okay, so what are we saying? So now, so she can't take it off. because she might come to carry it. Okay, so the woman has to go to the mikvah. We're talking about a case where she has this potential to need to go to the mikvah. So what do you do? So she has to take it off before tefillah because of chatzitza, and if she needs to be tefillah, she has to do, even though she has this gezeira, if she's that she might come to carry it.
What is this? Or she's
you know what? We'll explain it better tomorrow. Let's hold it here.